This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to leave, saying its forces intended to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine Monday. Officials say the attack targeted energy and other critical civilian infrastructure in at least 10 regions, including parts of Kyiv. VOA's Flashpoint on Monday got an on-the-ground update from Anna Chernikova.
The attack was happening in waves, so there were a couple of waves, and attack was across the country, not only Kyiv and Kyiv region, but Kyiv and Kyiv region especially, and there are reports of damages, and there are reports of especially damages of the energy infrastructure, which was the main target across the country. And in Kyiv particularly, the attack was targeting Kyiv hydroelectric power plant and Kyiv dam. There is confirmation of damage of the plant, but there is no damage of the dam.
Canada's government says it's imposing a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles that matches U.S. tariffs and follows similar plans announced by the European Commission. The announcement comes after encouragement by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Sunday. Sullivan is making his first visit to Beijing on Tuesday.